Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Mississippi State Penitentiary Wednesday evening executed Thomas Eddie Loden for raping and murdering 16-year-old Lisa Marie Gray 20 years ago. Loden was pronounced dead at 6:12 p.m. local time by Sunflower County Coroner Heather Burton. Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley overnight on Fox.
The Biden administration is getting exactly what they want at the southern border. This 14,000 a day illegal surge, they've known about this. They've known this would happen. They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement. This is their plan, and they're executing it.
The Democrat-led House passed a short-term spending bill Wednesday to keep government agencies funded at current levels through December 23rd, giving lawmakers more time to negotiate a roughly $1.7 trillion appropriations package that would cover the full fiscal year. Convicted murderer in California, Scott Peterson, may be getting a new trial.
Scott Peterson might be granted a new trial right around the 20th anniversary of his pregnant wife's death. Prosecutors say he dumped her body into the San Francisco Bay on Christmas Eve 2002. Now a judge will soon decide if he will get a new trial after the discovery of a possible biased juror. After a status hearing Wednesday, the judge indicated she would decide by the end of December. I'm Tim Berg.
After dumping multiple feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains out west, the storm on Thursday is bringing wintry weather over parts of the mid-Atlantic with areas of significant icing possible. Heavy snow will spread over the northeast. Severe storms will be a hazard in the southeast. More data is being released from the Artemis 1 mission around the moon. The vehicle's solar panels exceeded expectations, proving themselves to be a key win for the future of human space exploration. With two modes of angling, it exceeded power gathering from the sun. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby announced Wednesday Swati Murakizi, a U.S. Air Force veteran from Minnesota, was freed from Russian-controlled territory in a prisoner swap between Ukraine and Russia. He was freed along with 64 soldiers of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. He claims he was beaten and tortured with electricity by his Russian captors. The Senate voted unanimously Wednesday to pass a bill that would ban TikTok on government-issued devices. The FBI has announced the social media app is surveilling Americans and delivering the data to communist China leaders. A growing number of states have barred state employees and contractors from using TikTok on government devices. After Elon Musk's son had an encounter with a stalker, changes are happening at Twitter regarding live location reveals.
20-year-old Jack Sweeney started at Elon Jet on Twitter using publicly available data from flight tracking services, the websites where you put in a plane's tail number and it tells you the craft's location. First, Twitter suspended the account despite Musk's pledge to keep it open on free speech grounds. Hours later, Twitter reinstated at Elon Jet, then killed it again. Topping it all, Musk is threatening to sue Sweeney. For what remains a mystery. I'm Richard Johnson.
Nurses have begun striking for higher wages in Britain. The Royal College of Nursing says as many as 100,000 staff took part in Thursday's strike. This is USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And thank you. And thank you for being a part of the solution, not part of the problem. Mele Kalikamaka and aloha from Maui. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. We got Liz Peek with us now, the Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Hey, Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm happy to join you always. Hope you're well.
Yes, I'm doing well. Having a great time here with the grandkids, the daughter unit, and her husband. And I'm going to be spending the holidays here in Mele Kalikimakaville.
Sounds pretty good.
Yes, it is. It's a good gig. No complaints whatsoever. I think some people might be complaining this morning that the Fed has, raised the rates again by another 0.5%, huh?
I really am not. I'm shocked that people are surprised at anything that has taken place, Bill. I mean, what is the Fed's job right now? It is to jawbone people into believing that inflation is not going to be a problem a year from now. I mean, a lot of inflation, as you know, has to do with expectations, and the Fed has to clobber expectations about inflation as much as they actually have to clobber price increases. So, honestly, I thought the rally in anticipation of Jay Powell's comments was ludicrous, because what's he done the last several months? He's always come out and said, we've got to be tough. We're going to continue to be tough. And frankly, I don't blame him. I mean, 7.1%, the only reason people were celebrating 7.1% inflation, the top line number in November, because they thought it was going to be 7.3%. Forget the expectations game.
Right.
It's like companies saying, oh, we're going to earn a dime, knowing they're going to earn 20 cents. It's all about managing expectations. But the reality is 7.1 is still a heck of an inflation number. And the truth is, there are lots of reasons to think this downward trend that we've seen for the last several months will continue. I hope that's true. But it isn't going to continue if people don't believe it and begin to, adjust their behavior accordingly. That's the problem. So, I don't know. I thought it was all, honestly, kind of a strange twofer. And here's what I would predict. In fact, I'm going to write this column today, I think. We're very close to being in the prediction week or two, everyone tells you what's going to happen. My prediction is there will be a recession in 23. That's pretty much universally accepted now. And the Fed will abandon their 2% target. That will be what's happened.
Well, it's interesting because it seems that economists and analysts have been reticent, but the people on the street say that we are in a recession.
Yeah, but we're not. I mean, statistically, whatever. The truth, when the jobs market, when unemployment is 3.7%, we're not in a recession. I mean, mm-hmm. I just think, and of course that was the explanation from the administration earlier on. I think what you'll see, and I know I've been early on this, I do think we're going to see job losses. I do think mm-hmm. we're going to see people laid off. We now have, when I started talking about this, only tech was firing people. Now it's tech and Wall Street firing people, or at least not adding to people.
Mm-hmm.
Construction, I think you're going to start to see a downturn. Construction's only holding up because of government spending, but I think at some point the overwhelming slowdown in housing is going to show up in construction trade numbers. I just don't think this job market will be as tight as it is 6 months from now. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, if mm-hmm. I'm wrong, it'd be partly because Congress begins to take away some of the benefits that are keeping people unemployed or that could keep people unemployed, like vastly expanding the child tax credit. We mm-hmm. shouldn't be doing that right now.
Right. Exactly.
The governments of California, states, should not be sending out checks to help people pay their electricity bills. That is just complete madness. That's the whole point of what the Fed is doing is mm-hmm. to try and slow down demand. And what these states are doing is pumping up demand. It could not be stupider.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, and I'm glad you brought this up, and that is that, you know, if we're really going to deal with inflation, I mean, Powell's got to feel like he's fighting this with almost two hands tied behind his back because he's not getting any help, right?
You are absolutely right. And Powell's problem is, back at the earlier and mid stages of the pandemic, he was exhorting Congress and the White House, both Trump and then Biden, to spend more money because he said monetary policy can't do it alone. Well, okay, mm-hmm. they spent, what, $5-6 trillion extra, and now he is saddled with correcting, with basically mopping up that excess cash. So he can't, it's very hard for him to say to the White House and to say to Gavin Newsom and other people who are exacerbating this overspending problem, hey, cut it out, because after all, he just asked them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, his hands are tied. He's battling all kinds of nefarious influences, but he also helped create this problem.
Well, exactly. And then in the middle of it, let's throw in an election. An election seems to turn everything on its head anyway, right?
Mm, amen.
Because you got to buy the votes, and you got all these political debts you got to pay off and everything else, right?
Totally. And that's the problem. That's why I say the Fed will abandon their 2% target next year. It's pretty unlikely, I think, that we get to 2% because there's just too much impulse right now spreading throughout the economy to raise prices. Everybody's raising prices. You know, I went to buy, I mean, everyone's got these stories. It's obviously all anecdotal, but I went to buy a frozen food thing that I buy all the time. It just went up 30%. Why?
Wow.
Because they can. You know, that. And this is a small business near me in Manhattan, and I'm sure they're paying more for rent, more for employees, et cetera, but they all also know that they can get away with it. So, you know, it just takes a while to change the mindset. We had, 20 years of no price increases, and
mm-hmm.
now we have a situation where store owners and various people think they can raise prices because now they're employees are coming to them and saying, hey, I need a wage hike because, after all, my costs are going up. So, I mean, it's just, I think we're in a bad place. I think it's going to take a while to get rid of this.
Yeah, and the thing that amazes me is you said, Liz, why, they didn't anticipate this? I mean, you know, you talk about managing expectations. I mean, you were in Wall Street. I mean, that's a project manager's job, is to manage these expectations to make sure what they're projecting is spot on. They lose jobs over stuff like this, but in the government, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a different
world. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know.
There's
I'm barking
no accountability,
up.
Accountability, really.
Right.
I mean, you know, there was an interesting little note, and this is completely aside the point, but today that there was some really wild trading ahead of the release of the inflation number. I don't know if you saw this, but in like the seconds before the number came out, there was a real spike, extremely unusual spike in trading activity, and around things that might benefit from a lower than expected inflation print. So where did that come from? Who knows, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Was there a leak? Apparently, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, I think that's the group that puts out the inflation numbers, said, they weren't aware of a leak, but, you know, it does go out to several government officials ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It was probably the same person that leaked the same person that leaked the Roe v. Wade decision from the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
They still can't figure out, right?
Really?
I know. I'm with you. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Liz Peek. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Listen, you know, a new FDA ruling allows you to be able to buy hearing aids over the counter with no prescription. You could save thousands of dollars. And if you want to know exactly how our hearing aids can help you hear better, we're offering 100 free hearing tests today. You can call right now and take our free over-the-phone hearing test. Then we'll tell you which hearing product you best qualify for and how you can save thousands of dollars with no prescription required. And all in the comfort of your home right over the telephone. You owe it to your family and friends to hear better today. Find out what you're missing. Call MD Hearing right now for your free hearing test and to save thousands of dollars on your new hearing aids. We make it easy for you to hear better. Here's our number.
800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Merry Christmas to you. I'm Bill Martinez. We got Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, after 2 years of consistent failed policies that has basically cratered our economy, our national security, do you have any confidence that President Biden and his administration, do they know what they're doing?
I'm sorry.
I know.
It's a ludicrous idea that they know what they're doing. They so manifestly don't know what they're doing. Of course, the one area that I claim some tiny expertise in, two, financial and also energy. Let's talk about energy, for example, where one of the Biden apparatchiks in the White House recently came out and said it was un-American that shale oil producers were not spending every dime they could and drilling more wells. Has he talked to the people in the White House who are basically making that impossible?
Yes.
Or has he talked to President Biden, who said no more drilling on more than one occasion and has done absolutely everything they possibly can, including leaning on financial institutions to make sure they don't lend to people who are drilling wells? Bill, I read that, and literally my head exploded. I can't imagine. And then let's talk finances. I mean, everything they've done, to your point earlier, is contradicting what Jay Powell is trying to do, including, by the way, something simple like pausing student loan repayments. What does that mean? That means for, I don't know, let's say there's a 26-year-old guy out there who's writing the great American novel, and yeah, he might have to go to work to pay the rent or to pay off his student loans, but, you know, he got a rent hiatus for many months during the pandemic, and he doesn't really have to pay off his student loan, so he can just hang out at his parents, move back with his parents, basically not go to work. There are so many people in our country not working. It is no wonder that we have a tight job market, and everything this administration does aims to keep it that way. It's confounding.
See, and what drives me nuts, Liz, see, I look at it as, you know, from the individual and what they have to offer with their gifts and talents. And when you sit on the bench for 2 years, when you come back into the field of play, you're not as good as you were 2 years ago. You got some catching up to do. And then what are the managers, what are the owners of companies going to have to deal with? A less than labor force, you know, that's been hallowed out, thank you very much, by the government and all these giveaways that have kept them on the, on the couch playing video games. You lose your acumen, you lose your edge this way. And I think, you know, just like what happened in the educational system and how they've dumbed down our kids, they've dumbed down everything American.
Yeah, I really didn't mean to interrupt you, but agree with you so passionately that I couldn't resist jumping in. They also have dumbed down people's self-worth and the fact that work provides dignity. It provides people, obviously, with a step on the ladder of opportunity. If you're not working, you're not progressing, you're not feeling very good about yourself. I'm sure that you and I share the view that if you've had a good day of work, I feel terrific.
Exactly. You
too.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, you know, it's sort of like, okay, what did I do today? Nothing. So imagine that on an ongoing basis. That's not healthy. That's not good for anybody. I mean, it is really hard for me to come up with many things that Democrats embrace that are not profoundly bad for people. I mean, I try to be open-minded, listen to the arguments all across the board. I just think they're so profoundly wrong about the nature of people and what's good for people and what advances people.
Exactly.
Certainly when you talk about the black community, everything Democrats do is completely wrong for the black community, making work not necessary. Terrible education outcomes because of this undying, unyielding support of the teachers' unions. I could go on and on. But it's unfettered immigration, which brings in tons of people who want to do the low-income work that basically traditionally black Americans did, but which got them in the labor force and open to opportunity. You know, that's a real thing.
Exactly. You know, you talk about your head exploding. For me, it's mediocrity. And what a waste of humanity and breath. And it's such a disservice to people. And this is being done by the government. And because just like you said, people are happiest when they're working and they're being productive. You interfere with that,
absolutely,
they start getting cranky. You can give them some money for a while and you'll waylay the inevitable. But sooner or later, just like in Brazil, what's happening in China, what's happening in Russia, people get ticked. And they're going to get out in the streets, and I think this is where it's going to happen. It's like, you know, we ask the question, you know, where's the common sense leadership? It's left the building, because common sense belongs to we the people. And we the people need to come out in market numbers that are undeniable. And if we have to get out on the street and let these elected officials know that, hell no, we're done with this. You better get your acts together, or we're going to do whatever, you know, the Constitution affords us to do, because we need to take this government back, because you guys have really messed this stuff up, and I have no confidence. I have no confidence that you can right the ship.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing, because I think on a lot of issues, the majority of the Americans are right, is right.
Yeah.
And it's only at the far extremes, left and right, that we are making policy.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't make any sense. And eventually, to your point, something will change. I mean, some people think there's going to be a third party that comes along, and I don't know, that's never worked. Maybe it will someday.
Mm-hmm.
But someone's got to take hold of both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and say, look, here's what everyone agrees on. We pretty much all the country agrees on voter ID, for example.
Yes,
we
exactly.
all agree that we cannot have an open border. And I'm not just talking about Republicans here. I think Democrats believe that, too. They used to, anyway.
Right.
They used to talk about that. Uh-huh. I mean, there's so many things where the common ground is also common sense. And
uh-huh.
it's very dispiriting, I think, to see basically the leadership of the country not head in that direction.
Well, and you're exactly right, Liz. Right now, it's the tyranny of the minority. I mean, you know, our founding fathers never expected it to be majority rule, but never expected it to be minority rule either.
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
is what we have right now. And you're exactly right. It's the two. It's the lunatic fringes of the political, you know, apparatchik, Republican yeah. Democrat alike. And this is why people are just saying, "Look, I've had it with
yeah.
politics. I want nothing to do with politics. I don't blame them." You know,
yeah,
even Kyrsten Sinema says, hey, I'm out of this circus, you know.
I have to say, I know Kyrsten Sinema is basically protecting herself and probably doing this move to being an independent for all the wrong reasons. But if you actually read her statement, she's completely right. You know,
right.
I think she's completely right. There she is in Arizona. The border is wide open. People are really suffering hardship. Americans are suffering hardship because of the tens of thousands of people streaming into the country illegally. Her Democratic Party is not giving her any support at all. The same thing with Henry Cuellar in Texas. And these Democrats are just fed up because they know it's wrong. Everybody knows it's wrong, Bill.
Exactly.
So
who
is it that's advocating for this? It's
right.
political people who are thinking, well, those people are going to become voters in one generation and ensure an enduring Democratic majority.
Wow. It's a mess. I'll tell you, I'm really surprised that Joe Manchin's still hanging in there after what they did to him. But, hey, that's another story. Well, actually, what Joe Manchin, probably the rest of Congress wants to do is go and walk the streets of Manhattan and just get a contact high from all the marijuana that's flying around there, right?
Oh, gosh. You know, I wrote about this yesterday, and of course, got a lot of feedback about, oh, marijuana's great. Well, you know what? It isn't great. It is dumbing down our kids, increasing number of young people, and there's so many studies out now showing, of course, if all the adults in your world say, oh, it's perfectly okay to smoke marijuana, of course kids are going to do it.
Yes.
And we know for a fact that sustained use of marijuana amongst teens dumbs down their intellectual development permanently.
Exactly.
They permanently lose intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something we think is okay? I hope not.
Yeah, exactly. It stifles their maturation process. It stops them right in the track. I don't know how many middle managers I've run into, Liz, and you know, and they grew up on pot, and they are they're just short of being retarded at times. Bless their hearts.
Not a good thing.
No, it's not. And I hate to put it in those kind of context, but again, in looking for the higher calling of each individual and the best that they can possibly be, that's what I want for my fellow man. And I encourage everybody to do that. And why would we do that any more than, you know, go and be around in a drunken stupor all the time? I mean, it doesn't serve ourselves as our own, you know, humanness and potential. That's it. Anyway, look at Merry Christmas. Happy holiday. Liz Peek, thank you for being with us.
And to
take
you.
Care.
Merry Christmas.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA News Update. After dumping multiple feet of snow on the Sierra Nevada mountains out west, the storm Thursday is bringing wintry weather over parts of the mid-Atlantic, with areas of significant icing possible. Heavy snow will spread over the northeast. Severe storms will be a hazard in the southeast. Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley overnight on Fox talking about the border crisis and how this is intentional.
The Biden administration is getting exactly what they want at the southern border. This 14,000 a day illegal surge, they've known about this. They've known this would happen. They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement. This is their plan, and they're executing it.
More data is being released from the Artemis 1 mission. The vehicle's solar panels exceeded expectations, proving themselves to be a key win for the future of human space exploration. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Tis the season, DeRoy, huh?
That it is, right in the thick of it. The Yuletide, as I like to call it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm jealous of you in some regard because I love New York at Christmas. I mean, Christmas in the most recent years, not real bueno in New York. That's why we've stayed away because it got too political. I love the theater. Everybody thinks that they're a political pundit, but that's I don't pay $200 a ticket to hear you know their ignorant punditry, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of it on stage. You know, you definitely there are some. Some shows like the MJ show, the Michael Jackson show, if anyone's coming up to New York anytime soon, it's wonderful. The guy who plays Michael Jackson is terrific, and it's basically about Michael Jackson trying to set up his final, or not his final, one of his tours sometime back. And the singing and dancing are great. The stagecraft's wonderful. The lighting, the effects, and the music's spectacular. The dancing's great. So that's if you want to avoid politics, that's great. If you want to go see a political show, there's a terrible show I do not recommend. But if you want to engage in masochism, I guess, there's a show called Strange Loop, which actually won Best Musical. And I basically call it Critical Race Theory, the musical. That's actually what it is. And it's just, you know, 90 minutes or 110 minutes, whatever it is, of this guy who happens to be black, gay, and overweight, saying, oh, you know, I'm black, I'm gay, and overweight. I can't make it in New York City. It's such a failure. Everyone hates me. And you're basically sitting in the audience watching the show that he's complaining he can't make. I mean, it's this incredible sort of House of Mirrors of self-loathing.
Exactly.
And every song is, oh, I'm a failure. Everyone hates me. I'm never going to make it. No one will ever produce my play. My show's not going to make it on Broadway. And you're sitting there thinking, yeah, but I bought a ticket to it. I'm sitting here watching it right now. So what are you complaining about?
So what, is half the audience committing suicide right there in their seats listening to the depressive message?
Well, some people love it. Some people pay money to go to theater and be beat up on, like, oh, you're white, therefore you're racist. Like, oh, this makes me feel guilty, and they warm themselves up in their own guilt. You know, I don't suffer from that sort of thing. So I just sat there thinking, this is one of the worst things I've ever seen on stage. So I don't recommend it unless you are a self-loathing masochist. You want to spend $150, $200 to watch people engage in that sort of thing for an hour and a half on Broadway, in which case, run like hell to that theater and go watch it.
Well, yeah, and then exit to the right, because that's where the therapists are at. They've got their tables and chairs right outside along the people that do the, you know, the hidden pee trick, you know, just for fun.
You know, I hadn't thought about this, but what they should do is have maybe four or five therapy dogs just run up and down the aisles of the theater during the show. And if you, you know, feel like you're about to fall apart, just pet a little therapy dog and maybe you'll feel better.
Why not? Oh, gosh. Yeah. Hey, a little bonus here because, hey, it's Christmas after all. We're givers. Why not? Hey, Roy, your latest article, the GOP should demolish, not mimic, Democrats' dodgy vote schemes. You know, my first thought, and this is, I say my first thought, it's kind of been one that's been nagging me, is that for all the years that the Democrats have perpetrated this voter fraud, I mean, where's the GOP in all this? I mean, they're MIA. It's like, wait a minute. I mean, it's like the majority of Americans, fair-minded Americans, are the ones jumping up and down. But, you know, where's Mitch McConnell? Where's the leadership of the GOP on this whole issue of voter fraud? I mean, here we are. It's continuing, again, so blatantly, for example, in Maricopa County in Arizona, DeRoy. It's like, come on, please, give me a break. I mean, this is the modern era. We've got all this technology, and what you've done is not to make things better. It's just to allow the criminals to do more crime.
What's interesting about Maricopa County and other places where they've had voting machines break down, their I guess machines where they print ballots on and if they need them, etc. These machines weren't working. Republicans tend to vote on election day, so
exactly,
if things fall apart on election day, what do? You lower Republican votes. Meanwhile, Democrats now are into early voting and the ballot harvesting and all that. And so rather than get the Democrats all to show up on the same day that the Republicans do, the Democrats have got, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks to collect their ballots, mail them out, then have people pick them up. And then if they're not filled out, oh, let me help you out. Maybe, oh, don't for that. No, vote for that Blake Masters guy. You want to vote for the astronaut, Mark Kelly,
right?
Don't you? Wink, wink.
Right.
All right. And that sort of pressure. Some people may be low information, they may feel intimidated. Who knows?
You're giving these guys too much credit. Oh no, you don't want to vote for that. No man, give me that ballot. I'm voting for you.
Yeah, I'll do it for you. I'll save you the trouble. You got it.
Exactly.
Where's the GOP leadership? They've been disengaged. You know, there ought to be hearings on all this stuff. Now, to be fair, they don't control any of the committees in the Congress now. I sure hope when the House Republicans come in, they will hold hearings, serious hearings on actual vote fraud. And people always say, there's no evidence of vote fraud. Well, bring in the evidence, you know, and show us the documents, show us the broken machines, show us the voter rolls with dead people on them. You know, bring in, there were people who brought in affidavits. I think it was something like 400 or 500 of them after the 2020 election. And they reported seeing such things as, I guess, out of town vans with out of town plates, pulling up to tabulation centers and unloading trash bags full of ballots at 4 or 5 in the morning. Where is this stuff coming from? Other people said that this, that I believe it was in the counting room in Atlanta, and batches of ballots would show up. They would have only one thing voted on them, which was Joe Biden, not senator, not congressman, not mayor, whatever. And they would go through these would be a vote for Biden, 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 and they'd be like 150, 200 in a row. No vote for Trump, not maybe somebody wanted to vote for Biden, but fill the wrong bubble. And of course, they were filled out in such a way so that they were perfectly, pristinely marked. No string marks, no little pencil scratch off on the side. Maybe put those on display. Ask people, does this look kosher to you?
Exactly.
So they have an opportunity, this Congress, I assume with Jim Jordan running the Judiciary Department, to put some of this evidence on the table and confront the media, confront the Democrats, and say, look, this is a serious problem. It's not just a, quote, conspiracy theory. You know, we're not all, we complain about this. We're not high on acid. This really happens. It's a massive problem. It's got to be dealt with, and it has to be dealt with before 2024, or Joe Biden's going to be back in the office for four more spectacular years of pristine leadership.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing that is so incredulous about this, DeRoy, is there are, I would say, thousands of bits of evidence and pieces just like you outlined right now, but the left wants to ignore that. And they want it all canceled, and they want us canceled for even bringing it up. But the fact of the matter is still 60%, at least at the minimum, believe something was fishy in the election. It doesn't stand to reason. I mean, here you've got, just on the surface, just the raw numbers for people who live by the numbers, is you've got a president that has ignited the economy. Borders are secure. We're energy independent. Middle East getting ready to break out. He gets 10 million more votes than the previous, you know, election in 2016. 10 million more. And he loses to a guy who can't get find his way out of a bunker. His policies and his history has been an absolute disaster. I mean, the only thing worse than Joe Biden is Fetterman out of Pennsylvania. And maybe not, maybe they're a close one and two, maybe even.
Yeah, yeah, they got the gold and the silver medals, exactly, yeah. Right? Yeah, that's right. And I believe, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think Biden got, was it 15 million or 20 million more than Obama, who was a very exciting candidate who campaigned hard and came in with
an iconic, iconic presidential candidate figure, the first black American.
Got it.
To run for president, and I mean, you talk about record crowds. I mean, this guy was, you know, was in a sense, you know, with the charm and influence like a Donald Trump, you know, Democrat style. I mean, it was amazing what he was doing on the campaign trail, and he can't beat out Joe Biden. I mean, he's probably sitting there going, "Guy, do you realize, Michelle, we could have saved so much money by not going on the road? We just should have bunkered up."
You got it. Yeah, just hide out in their home in south side of Chicago or wherever.
Right.
Yeah, and it you know, the left always says, "Oh, there's no evidence of vote fraud." And then you present the evidence like I just did to you, and they refuse to listen to it. I mean, you could have a videotape of Joe Biden saying to Randy Weingarten and the Gambino family, okay, here's how we're going to steal the 2016 election and have them, you know, all lay it out over two-hour period with, you know, blueprints and business plans and all that. And they still say, there's no evidence of vote fraud. They don't want to hear it. They just and if you bring it up, you're a racist, sexist, homophobe.
Can you say Hunter Biden laptop? And while you do, we got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Office Depot is helping customers wrap up the holidays right with great deals on must-have supplies and services through the end of the year. Small businesses, remote workers, teachers, and students can find what they need to help finish the year strong and make 2023 the best it can be. Sign up for a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership for even more ways to save. Still need last-minute gifts? Office Depot offers a wide assortment of tech, gift cards, calendars, planners, and more to help you check off everyone left on your list. Discover gift ideas for teachers, techies, teens, and more at officedepot.com/giftguides. Get your orders fast this holiday season with same-day delivery or buy online and pick up in store in just 20 minutes. Office Depot and Office Max stores also offer pack and ship services, so customers can shop, pack, and ship all in one trip. Visit officedepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store near you.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Me too. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, a conversation with DeRoy Murdoch continues, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, look, at I think the American people, it really starts with those three important words, we the people, and I've been saying, I am surprised that in Maricopa County, in Arizona, the people are not coming out on the streets like Brazil en masse saying, look at enough of these shenanigans. You guys don't know how to count the vote. Either we get this thing straightened out, we do a do-over, because Katie Hobbs coming in and to be governor of Arizona under suspicious means here, this is not the way to run a rodeo.
No, it's not. And she's another great example. Whatever you think of Carrie Lake, she was out campaigning. I thought she was spectacular on television. She had, I don't know, two dozen years of experience as a TV anchor, so she's natural on before the media. And Katie Hobbs, like Biden, stayed home, barely campaigned. She only apparently went to work in the Secretary of State's office, I don't know, 15, 16 days or something this year. Mm-hmm. And yet she ends up winning, again, with this bunker strategy. She refused. She never debated. I mean, right. Fetterman, to his credit, eventually, about Halloween, appropriately enough, came out and debated Dr. Oz. She never did the debate. She said, I'm not going to stoop to that level with Carrie Lake, who's a white nationalist, mega, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so she hides in her bunker, never debates, and she wins. And, of course, this is after we had the machines jam up in Maricopa County. And this count that started on election night, and I think they finished somewhere around Thanksgiving or something like this. After, 18 days or 15 days? I forget exactly what. It was a long time. And, even if she won fair and square, when you've got that a system that's shall we just politely say disorganized?
Yes.
It leads to suspicion. So either you have corruption. Oh,
and by the way, she's in charge as Secretary of State. She is in charge of this, right?
That's
she refused to recuse herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Massive conflict of interest. Yep. So you're Secretary of State. So she, in essence, is counting her own votes. Wow. I mean, if you're in that situation, you say, you know what, I'm stepping aside. I'll let my deputy do this. I'll focus on other races, or Secretary of State also do things like approve corporate papers and incorporations, focus on that, and let the election stuff be handled by her deputy. That's what she should have done. Mm-hmm. But instead, it looks, again, maybe it's all honest and up and up, the up and up, but it sure looks like she's sitting in her office with her staff counting her own votes over a two-week period until she wins. That doesn't look good. Either that happened, or at least people think it happened. And as long as people think it happened, that erodes confidence in Arizona's public institutions. And that's not a good thing at all.
Well, and you would think after what we went through in 2020, people would up their game or at least become better at cheating.
You would think so.
I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, at least give me some sense of plausible deniability here, okay?
Don't make it quite so sloppy, right?
Yeah, just saying.
An important thing that the GOP needs to do in over the next 2 years is not roll over and play dead and say, well, okay, we'll just do early voting and we'll do mass mail-in votes. We got to figure out how to do ballot harvest. I disagree with that. I think what we need to do is go to federal court, lawyer up, and make a very simple case, which is all this early voting going on is not because of, put it a different way. The first Tuesday, after first Monday in November is when we're supposed to vote. That's when Election Day is. And I've asked people this, you know, where did that come from? And people say, well, it's just a folk habit or a custom or whatever. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. This is based on two federal statutes, according to federal law, 2 U.S. Code Section 7 and 3 U.S. Code Section 1, the election days for electing members of Congress and also electors to the Electoral College for President are specifically, quote, the Monday next after the first Monday in November. Nothing about October or vote on Halloween or go ahead and vote a week after Labor Day, you know, 50 days before the election. No, it's the first, the Tuesday next after the first Monday in November. And all this other stuff, in my opinion, is a total violation of federal law. We need to go into federal court and make that case. I also think there's a 14th Amendment constitutional problem when people in Connecticut, they apparently don't have early voting. They vote on Election Day. People in Kentucky have like 5 days of early voting. People in Pennsylvania have, I think it's 50 days of early voting. That's an equal protection problem. Your ballots are not protected equally if some of them are only under government, only at risk of, let's say, being burned up in a fire or washed out in a flood for 1 day, and other ones are exposed to those risks for 50 days. That's a 14th Amendment problem. So we're going to go to federal court, cite those two statutes, cite the 14th Amendment, and put an end to all this garbage.
Exactly.
If the Supreme Court agrees, we go back to the old election day like we had up until COVID. And if they disagree and I'm wrong, then, okay, at that point we'll have to say, all right, we got to get into the early voting business. We need to figure out how to do ballot harvesting, but not a second sooner. And I see too many people on our side already running up the white flags of surrender without spending 1 minute in court raising the issues I just did as a non-attorney.
Exactly. And here you are. I mean, at the end of the day, what do you want produced here but a free and fair election? I mean, it'll be so much. History is on our side to demonstrate that they are controlled. I mean, does cheating still occur? Yes, it does. But there needs to be pressure back on these states like California that I think that they're still holding on to at least 3 million people on the voter rolls, and they agreed that they were invalid, and they also agreed to vacate 50% of those names, and they still last I heard they still haven't cleaned up the voter rolls. So having corrupt voter rolls is an anathema to the Democratic Republic, and that needs to be a federal issue as well, to say thou shalt to the best of thy ability ensure, and I mean whatever you have to do, ensure that your voter rolls are clean and they're up to date, because we know as a rule, and the United States Postal Service will tell you, that approximately 20 to 25% of the people move out of their zip code every year. So if you are not refreshing those addresses and that database on an annual basis, and at least on a 4-year basis, then you're going to have corrupt voter rolls, and that leads to more corruption, because that's what corruption does.
Well, Bill, as the song says, it's even worse than it appears. You're painting an optimistic picture. It's even worse than this. Back in, I forget what year it was, but during the Obama years, Rick Scott, when he was governor of Florida, following exactly the logic you described, decided to clean up the voter rolls, not just because he thought it was a good idea, but because federal law, the so-called voter law that was signed by Bill Clinton back in 93, 4, there, 5, thereabouts, requires, it's not a suggestion, it's a federal requirement that you clean the voter rolls, get rid of the dead people, get rid of the people who've moved away. And so Rick Scott said, okay, I will follow the federal law, which I'm mandated to do, and obey the law and clean up the voter rolls. Guess what happened? Eric Holder, Attorney General, steps in and says, no, don't do that. You're violating the Voting Rights Act of 65 and the Civil Rights Act of 64, et cetera, because it's, of course, racist.
Oh,
and
sure.
Went in and shut them down. So he's trying to obey the law, and here comes the Attorney General saying, don't obey the law. Leave the dead people on the voter rolls. Leave the people on the voter rolls who've moved away to Georgia or to change houses in the county or whatever it is. And the only reason I can think of you want to do that is you want to make it easy as possible to have a bunch of ballots floating around that don't belong to anybody, and then fill them out, throw them in the pile, and elect Democrats. The Democrat Party is the party of vote fraud, and it starts from the top all the way down, and it's all the way across the country, and we have to get deadly serious about this, or the GOP will keep losing elections, and this country will keep moving ever further to the left.
Yeah, we've got to attack that tradition that they've embraced and been able to get away with. The reason they keep doing it is they get away with it, they get rewarded for cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Yeah, they do, and also when people get convicted of vote fraud, you can take a look at the Heritage Foundation website. They've got vote fraud convictions, not indictments, but convictions. They're up to about 1,100 of them, I think, on that database.
Exactly.
Very rarely people get punished very much. Oh, you get a little fine or, you know, suspended sentence or probation. If people start going to jail for several years for vote fraud and get locked up, which they should, people might start taking this seriously and think, well, I better not cheat. I'll be honest about this. But right now, all sorts of people engage in vote fraud, and people say, well, that's kind of colorful. That's kind of cute. Ha, ha, ha. Dead people voting, isn't that hilarious? No, it's not hilarious. It's sick.
And yes, exactly.
People who do it need to be thrown behind bars for a long time, and maybe then people take this seriously and stop doing it.
Well, the thing I find, again, I maintain, the Democrats, you know, the supernatural power that they have to raise Republicans from the dead and convince them to vote Democrat. it's just a question I have, this side of heaven, that's all, you know.
And politics by seance, right?
Exactly. Let's talk about Twitter. We got a couple of minutes left here.
Okay.
Elon Musk has just caused heads to explode here for the sake of freedom and truth by opening up the hood of, you know, what has been operating with Twitter. And the left is just going absolutely nuts over this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. And now we've learned these are the same people who talk about democracy, democracy, democracy. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the democracy, according to the left, involves people from the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and even the National Director of Intelligence Office, sitting in the office of Twitter, saying, "Well, maybe don't run that story, or maybe maybe shadow ban these people." Unbelievable! I mean, this is the Watergate without the break-in.
You know, exactly.
Nixon wishes he had plumbers this efficient. You know, to have to break anywhere, just sit in the office and say, "Oh, cover up that story, cover up that leak, if you will," and these things just vanish. And if it weren't for Elon Musk, who deserves Congressional Medal of Freedom for this or something, a Presidential Medal of Freedom. This is a huge public service that he's provided, obviously at a very high price. But we now discover how corrupt the Democrats are, how corrupt the left is. And it's not just political activists and pollsters and even the Democrat National Committee, which is a private organization. This is, again, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and people from the National Director of Intelligence Office. These are federally paid bureaucrats. They're paid with our taxpayer dollars, going in and basically plotting against half the country as public servants. This is a total outrage. The people involved, again, ought to be prosecuted. And we now learn that all of the things are not just as corrupt as we thought, but even worse than we thought.
Exactly.
Even worse.
Yeah, this is the amazing deal. And then, of course, watch how they utilize the language. It's kind of like when Trump said, I was being wiretapped, and because it was the wrong language and process, they made fun of him. But the bottom line was they were looking into the campaign, were they not? We have to leave it there. Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, the one and only DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
You as well, Bill.
You got it.
Bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.